Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, you mentioned you wanted to be contrarian today, and I think the idea is that less is more.
Yes, indeed. Less is more has often been a phrase that's been used in business and indeed in marketing on the basis that simpler and less choice often leads to the same or indeed increased potential market. The thought that came to me was observation that there are problems in the labour market. Two that caught my eye. One was an article in the Financial Times this week, which was a discussion that about 250,000 people have decided to give up work on a permanent basis because they just don't like work and have settled for less of a life. So some of them have, according to the article, decided to downsize quite considerably in order to enjoy their lives rather than be stressed about working. And I have, over my career, noticed several times when people have decided that they've decided that less is more, that others within the company have also done the same. The other aspect is that we seem to be in an interesting flux in the labour market where there are lots of people who would like to have jobs and there are lots of companies who would like to attract people to have jobs. But this so-called great resignation, which may or may not be happening, is leading to a mismatch in terms of people's desire to go back into the type of work arrangements that they had before. Whether or not it was working unsocial hours, working in unsocial environments. When I was considering the issue of less is more, I wondered whether or not we've actually overdone it in terms of shopping hours. It is only 30 years since we had the Sunday trading law, which allowed shops to open for long periods of time on Sundays. If you went back just a little bit before then, it's not unusual to have found that department stores wouldn't be open on a Monday. Certainly in the 80s, you would have found that many shops would have closed at lunchtime on a Saturday. And certainly you could find in most guides, like the Michelin Guide, it would tell you when the early closing day was for each town, half day when shops would be shut, often on a Wednesday, which many of us may well reflect, was also carried forward into schools and other places. And I wonder whether or not the pursuit of constant increase in sales has led to a point at which we now have a world which many people don't particularly like working in. And therefore, my contrarian point is perhaps less is more, and perhaps we should go back to trading in a different way and less hours in the physical high street and allowing us, therefore, to recruit into more civilized jobs.
Is that entirely a fair collation? Because you could argue that, yes, high street stores are cutting back their hours and Tesco's is closing its 24-hour shops. Certainly, locally, lots of companies are starting to go, no, the weekend will open Saturday, but we won't open Sunday, and so on. But on the other hand, nearly all the local shops, even my local village shops, have now gone online. So yes. I wonder if they're closing their stores, but still then actually fulfilling orders throughout the evenings and weekends. It's just that they've now got an online presence.
I would think that's probably very true, yes.
So all to some extent, your less physical hours is not actually relating to less hours. I did had a bit of a shopping spree on late Sunday evening. I think I had the early Monday morning blues and decided I was going to do my shop Sunday evening, and ordered from two or three different Etsy shops, two or three main high street shops, and I have a nasty feeling possibly Amazon as well. And they all arrived at the same time. It didn't seem to matter if I was ordering from Etsy, where they were handmade local person putting them together, or whether I was ordering from some whopping great warehouse. They all arrived at the same time.
Are you saying that's spooky, or are you saying that you think people have been producing them and they're stockpiled?
I think there's an element of producing and stockpile, but I think there's also an element of they were clearly fulfilling. If I've ordered on a Sunday and they're being packed up and in the post Monday morning in order to arrive to me on the day that they did, which was first thing Tuesday, they physically have got to have been sitting there or getting up early on a Monday morning in order to fulfil those orders. So what I'm challenging is whether the opening hours on the high street is actually relating to working hours, which may in fact feed back into your great resignation idea, that in fact I'm sitting there as a small business or I'm working for a big business, working from Amazon, I may well be packing and stocking throughout the night.
I certainly think that the point that you're making is very valid, that people will shop online irrespective of time, because they do it at their convenience, which is one of the real motivators for the online shopping in the first place. The aspect of employment in the high street, I think, still stands, that people don't want to work unsocial hours and in certain unsocial circumstances. And many shoppers would probably want to be able to wander around stores with them constantly being battered by people trying to restock the shelves all the time.
Yes.
And that's become, you know, just the norm, which is very irritating for a lot of people. I would think that the likelihood is that those people who wish to work in those circumstances, and it may well be if you're a sole trader or a small trading company, you are very happy to work in those circumstances because you get a great deal of satisfaction out of working for yourselves. Those people who are working in shops and not necessarily enjoying it will probably not go back to work when it's required. And I suppose I would say that there is little downside from reducing shop opening hours, physical shop opening hours, but a great deal of upside. The convenience to the customer gets replaced with online shopping. The convenience and the employment benefits gets increased to those people who do work in shops, and the shopping experience improves as people are less are more motivated in the job that they do, on the basis that they're doing something that they feel that they like to do. That, I think, is probably the benefit of the less is more side of things. We do talk these days also about measuring greater well-being rather than GDP. And I think that is also an element to be thrown into the equation. Whether or not people feel well off isn't necessarily just monetary terms.
Yes, I think we've sort of suggested this before, and I've gone, I think sometimes it feels like a first world problem to have.
Yeah.
But yes, I think there is an element of how much is enough, especially as we've discussed before, in a world where we are starting to look at it and go, actually, there are finite resources.
Yes, that's definitely an impact, I think, a lot of people's thinking. It certainly was as we, you know, plough our way more and more into things such as sustainable marketing or marketing of sustainability. But I think it's we also get the point at which the great demographic reversal starts to hit, in the fact that there are just less people who want to work in the types of environments that we have previously created prior to the pandemic. And the great stop, as it were, or the great reset, has given people pause for thought.
Yes, and I think companies are going to be picking their way through that for quite some time to come as we work out what we can now do and what the impact is, and as you say, what staff and people actually want to do.
Yes. So I think, therefore, I know the great contrarianism, as it were, will continue. And we will continue to look at new ideas, however radical or maybe even ridiculous sounding. But there we are. I think something for a pause for thought and something to consider. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you, Kieran. It's been very good to talk with you again.
Thanks, Giles.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.